You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I hope everybody had a fabulous week. How is the weather by you? I know I'm on the East Coast and we are having lightning storms and thundering and crazy weather tonight, but it's all good. So I hope everybody's doing well. So my name is Maria. For those who don't know me, I am a strategic intuitive consultant. And I love to navigate through situations in your life and come up with some good resources for you and for good information and help you navigate without breaking down. And I give you clarity. I'd love to do that and help people. So if you ever need to get in touch with me, my contact is 640-208-1014. My web is askmarianow.info. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about this hunch that I got from somebody. And this is in reference to someone who had a sudden separation. It was deeply emotional. And what I was picking up that they were really just totally in pain and totally heartbroken. So I wanted to focus on that person out there. And I wanted to give you a little bit of insight. I know that right now that you are feeling the loss and you're focusing on a lot of regrets and things that you should have, could have, would have, did, right? But I want you to know that it just wasn't going to be. At some point, whether you would have been moving forward and felt like everything was going okay, the end result would have been the end result, what you're having now. So I do believe that even though we don't feel it's the best when we're going through a separation like that and our heart is totally shattered, and every one of us have been there in our lives, I just want you to know that healing is going to come to you. It's not going to be overnight. And I don't want you to listen to the people who are telling you to get over it and this and that, because you do need that time to grieve and you need people who support that, right? And sometimes just being alone and just crying it out and getting out of your system is going to be the best thing for you. I do see another relationship that won't be until the beginning of next year. And I feel that you really need this time to just process the whole situation, you know, start renewing your faith again in love, because it's out there for you and it'll be the right person for you. And I also know that even though at this given moment, you know, you thought the families were going to get together and this was moving into a more serious commitment, and I want you to know that both families are disappointed and both families really wanted this to work for you too. But you're going to be with that person and that person has to work with you. It can't be everybody else's influence. So I just want you to know that you're going to be okay, and just stick with a good supportive system, because I really feel your pain. I really feel that you're really, really suffering through this. And it came out of the blue. It was sudden. You didn't know it was going to happen. And that's even worse, because you didn't even see the signs. And it happens to so many of us. Like, we always think we're in a good place, and then all of a sudden the ball gets dropped. So life just takes us on a whole different course and we don't know where we're going. But I just want you to know that you are going to be all right. You are in my prayers, because I feel that ache that you have. And take this time for yourself and know that everything's going to be okay. All right. I hope that helps the person whose energy I picked up on tonight. I looked at the reading earlier before I got on the air, and those were the messages I got to give to you. So, okay, so I'm ready for my reading now. Tammy, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How could I help?
I want to know about my money situation and about moving, because I'm in a, we're in starting school again, but I want to wait out till next, till the end of the school year now.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if we're going to make it through it, because that school district is awful. And so I would like to buy a house, but I don't know, you know, if I'm going to get that lucky enough yet to do it, so we can get out of here.
Okay, so you're asking me if you're going to move this year, or you're going to have to put another year into where you're at and then move.
Okay. Well, I was trying to make it through the school year, but if something good comes up, I'm going. But if I stick it out for the school year.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look if you're going to make that move now or you're going to change. You might even change is kind of what I'm picking up before the school year is over. Very close to the end of the school year, though. Hold on. Yeah, you just don't want to be there anymore. You just like had enough of it. And you're just feeling actually burdened by it. You know, so that is definitely going to change for you. So you will get the opportunity. I just don't feel it over the next couple of months. So you might stay in the school system. At least I was going to say to the end, but I want to say to the middle, because it's giving me like the number six. So I want to feel maybe within the next 4 to 6 months, you may be able to move out of there. You do have the Wheel of Fortune, so your money starts changing and you will have an opportunity to get a great deal on a house. So these things are going to happen. Maybe that's why it's going to take you a little time. So you'll stay here for a while. I'm going to tell you not to stop looking, but I mean, continue looking and starting to see where you wanted to go.
I have it. It's just like out there. But see, the school district did wrong by my granddaughter and they assaulted her. And I do have a lawyer, but do you see us getting anything from that? Or is it a lost cause? Because they covered up everything that they just covered everything up. And the detective that did it is now a resource officer for the school. And all these people are all in cahoots. Even the DA said there isn't enough evidence, but she got videotaped and stuff, and the detective said that they got enough. But I got to keep my mouth shut when I go to the school, because it really, really makes me mad.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then how does she go to school now worried about this, right? She's scared to go to school?
They moved her. They kicked her completely out of the school district. The IEP woman, Rita, got no nice words for these people, but the IEP woman won't even let her go back into the school district. And they put her into another school that is a partial, you know, for kids that have the ADHD and this and that. But these kids are bullying her and everything else.
Oh.
And they told her to cut herself, and she did it once. And right now she's looking forward to it, but I don't know how well, because these kids are bullying her and everything else.
And what are the teachers on doing anything? That's a shame.
All of them. Yeah, they're just covering everything up. And the principal that went to the school that she's in right now, the principal went into the school district that she got kicked out of. And they're all in cahoots. Like the detective's resource officer at the high school. And I confronted him one time, and I just got to keep my mouth shut so they don't go after my grandson, because he's only in second grade, and I don't really think they put two and two together, because he's got a different last name.
Okay. Well, whatever
works. I just want to see if we're going to get money. I want to see if that lawyer is going to get them. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, hold on. Let me look. Will the lawyer be able to assist you in this situation? Well, I really feel bad about that. You know, that's a really hard situation to be into. I got to be honest. I feel he's going to try to get you something. There'll be some, you'll get some gratification out of it. I don't know if you get a lot of money. I'm not really seeing a big financial, to be honest with you, I'm not seeing a big financial. I think you do get something out of it, but I don't know if it's going to be a financial gift. Yeah, you'll get something, but yeah, nothing.
I'm not looking for a big financial. I'm looking so that they get that I didn't back down, that I didn't give up.
Right.
I want to show them that they did wrong.
Right.
They did wrong. We didn't do wrong.
Right. And if you got the videos that show this, you know, then go for it.
The victims' resource, the Children's Resource Center recorded her.
Wow.
So I don't understand how the DA and them all said that there wasn't enough evidence.
Right. Well, you got to find the right lawyer that's going to fight that cause for you. And I think you will find that.
Yeah. He said the guy told me that he could find the stuff no matter what, if they covered it up or not, he could get it.
Yeah. I feel like you will get something. I don't think it's a big windfall, but I do feel that you'll get justification for this. And I do feel
that. I would like some money, but I don't care. Just as long as those people knew that I was not going to play with them, because right now the little boy has made it through to second grade with them, and they've done really good with him with the teachers and stuff, but they still don't recognize him. When he's done good, they don't recognize him for what he's, you know, done and improved. They won't recognize him either. They absolutely refuse to.
That's a shame. That really is a shame if that's, you know, going on like that, because they got empowered kids, especially today. And that bullying is terrible today. So you just fight for your cause, because you do have a victory. Like I said, I don't think it's a big windfall, but this lawyer will fight for something. He's not going to take the case on like that. So I do feel that you have some victory. I do feel you'll get out of that school system, that school district, and you'll move on to the next one. A new home, I would tell you to continue looking, because I feel you'll get it. It may take a couple of months. Like I said, that's why I feel like saying more towards the end of the school year. But as long as the following school year, you're okay, and which you will be, you'll get what you want. You'll be able to move forward. And the kids will be okay.
Am I going to win a big amount? Not with the lawyer, just money all around.
I don't see a big
amount.
I don't feel a big windfall. I just don't feel a big windfall, but I feel there'll be some satisfaction that you get out of this. I feel there's some satisfaction you get out of this. So don't stop fighting, is what I'm saying. You fight for your rights, especially fight for your granddaughter.
Yeah, and the lawyer's just not going to walk away like you said it either way without nothing.
Right. You're not going to walk away with nothing. You'll get something.
Even if I do get some, do you see if the teachers are going to get fired? That's what else.
The teachers will have to face consequences. He'll bring it to their attention. I really wish you a lot of luck, and you could always call me if you want to continue with this one, okay? I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. You have a wonderful evening. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next week. Bye.